Welcome back. It's Karina and Scott here. One of the biggest wounds that shows up in relationships is the feeling of not being heard or the feeling of being misunderstood. And I don't know about you, but there have been times where I've been communicating either in past relationships with Scott or somebody else, where I'm trying to get a message across and it's just not registering with the other person. And it's frustrating for me as an individual because I'm not getting the outcome I'm looking for. And sometimes it's frustrating to the receiver because, like Scott says, I'm just speaking gibberish at times. And the truth is, sometimes when we have some extra tools, it can really help us make communication easier. And the benefit of it being easier is that it feels freer, and as a consequence, you're not having those frustrations show up anymore. And so we have a great tool, which is called the back model, which Scott's going to teach you about right now.
You know, I love the back model, and it shows up in our lives everywhere. You know, Karina will talk about her frustration at not being heard or her frustration at not getting her message across. And trust me, as a man, I feel the same thing sometimes, because sometimes I'm thinking, what the heck are you talking about? Or one of my favorites is, didn't we already have this conversation like 5 times before? And so the VAC model, we didn't create it. We found it somewhere. It's awesome. It talks about there's different ways that people like to receive or give information. There's visual people. Mm-hmm. There's auditory people and kinesthetic people, V-A-K. And a visual person is someone who's fast-paced, who uses a lot of quick words, who speaks with their hands like I'm speaking to you now, who uses words like, do you see what I mean? Do you get the picture? Is that clear to you? And they like to do things in a hurry. Now, an auditory person is someone who's a little bit slower paced. They have some more tone and rhythm to the way they speak. They often like to use a lot of words and like to read things and like to really get all the information to it. And they use sounding words. They use words like, are you listening to me? Does that sound like it makes sense to you? Can you hear what I'm saying? And then, of course, there's kinesthetic people who, well, frankly, they like to just sit with their feelings for a while. And if you're a visual person like me, a kinesthetic person can drive you crazy, because a kinesthetic person likes to really go on their intuition. They like to go on their instinct. They like to just be present with their feelings and thoughts before they move forward. And it's a very different way of communicating than someone who's really a visual person or someone who's an auditory person. So that's the back model. Visual, I like to do things quickly and promptly and with speed and repetition. Auditory, a little more slow-paced, a little more rhythmic and a little more of a steady pace to it. And, of course, kinesthetic people, very slow-paced, very touchy-feely, very much just want to be present with what they're feeling. So that's the model.
And so I have a funny story about how the moment where we really got each other's modality, and by modality I mean the prime way that you use to communicate, if that's your visual like Scott, so that's his modality. I'm auditory, so I like to hear things, so that's my prime modality. And there was this particular moment in our relationship where we really got what is the favorite way that each of us likes to communicate. And basically one time Scott was in the shower, and I was talking to him, but he had the towel over his head. And as he was drying his hair and I was talking to him, he's like, what are you saying? And I'm like, you just heard me. You're literally a meter away from me. Even though you have a towel on your head, I'm right in front of you. And I swear, I don't know if this is true, but as a visual person,
it's true.
He would say to me, I didn't hear a word of what you said. And we laugh about it now, but at the time it was so frustrating, and I just couldn't get why he couldn't hear me, because as an auditory person, I can actually hear Scott from the other side of the house, and I never have to see him to be able to communicate with him. Whereas Scott would like to look at me face to face, be at least somewhere in his visual space so that we can communicate effectively with each other. But it wasn't until we had that moment, which was a real defining moment for us, that we worked out, okay, he actually prefers, his modality is visual and mine is auditory. And so if we're going to communicate more effectively with each other, I had to learn what my own modality was. Scott knew his. And as a consequence, now that we know each other's, we now step into each other's shoes. And so I know if I want to communicate effectively with Scott, I'll walk up to him so he can see me when I communicate with him. And I want to face him every single time. Sometimes I'll forget and I'll go into the habit of speaking from far away, and he'll realize that I'm just in that habit and he'll come to me. So it's a great tool where either one of you can take responsibility for stepping in the other person's shoes, but first you have to recognize where you are at, and then you have to recognize who the person it is that you're communicating with. What's their modality?
I think you said that beautifully. It's not about which is the right modality to be in, because if that was true, well, we'd all just be visual. That's what I think. It's about what modality am I coming from, what modality is my spouse or my partner coming from, and it's about trying to be in their modality as much as you can. And it's about when they maybe forget to do that in your modality, you just adjust to that. So, I mean, literally, classic real-life example. We're sitting in our back garden right now. My office where I work with my staff is literally just over here, and our house is over here. And Karina, because she's auditory, it's nothing for her to yell from the back of the house all the way out to our office over here and say, "Honey, your lunch is ready." I'm like, man, that's so rude. Why doesn't she come out and look at me and tell me what she means while we can see each other? But it's not rude, of course. It's just that she has a different style. It's a really important tool. We use it literally every day, yeah, 5 times a day. Now, we use this in our relationship. There might be some other people that you're in a relationship with, customers, clients, your family, you could use this tool with. So, simple exercise for you. Go to work out right now for yourself. Are you visual? Are you high-paced? Quick with your words? Do you use your hands? Do you use visual words? Are you auditory? Are you someone who likes to use a lot of words and have a lot of talking and maybe a little slower, a little more deliberate, and a little more methodical? And you like to use those sound words, like, are you listening to me? Can you hear that? Does that make sense? That bell rings for me. Or are you one of those very, very touchy-feely, warm, loving people that everything has to be kinesthetically decided? Now, just so you know, about 60% of the world are visual, about 30% are auditory, about 10% are kinesthetic. There's no good or bad, no right or wrong. Really important you get that. But I'd love you to go do a simple exercise right now. Number one, work out which one are you. And if you're not sure, go ask your spouse. They'll probably know, or ask your best friend. And number two, maybe go work out what your spouse is. And if you don't know and you can't guess, you know what? There's a great way to get everything you want. And that is to ask and say to them, listen, honey, if I was to communicate to you, what would be the best way? Would it be if I used lots and lots of words? Or would it be if I was high-pitched and high-paced and using lots of hand gestures and so on? Or would it be if I was slower-paced and if I was more in that feeling space while I was communicating to you? And just, it's not an exact science, but go have a feel and a play with working out where are you and where is your partner at? And then maybe just see how it shows up. And it's kind of funny because, I mean, I would say that we know this tool, but it still shows up a lot. Would you agree with that?
Definitely.
You know, at least a couple times a day we get the opportunity to go, oops, hang on, that was a visual thing, that was an auditory thing, that was a kinesthetic thing. So, simple tool, go do that, it'll be a lot of fun.
And we'd love to hear your stories, or see your stories if you're Scott.
I want to read them.
So, jump on our Facebook link, which will show up on the screen, and post your stories, share them with us, and share them with our other members.
So with that, thanks for watching. We'll be back soon, but for now, go live deliberately. Be good.
Have fun.